Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Nizkim, the laws of when one's money damages, and the Seif and the Zik in the Book of Damages, where we continue with the theme of the previous Perek, discussing the laws of Keren, and here we talk about the specifics of the laws of Keren, which is when the animal gores, where it damages with its horns, specifically, which is a deviation of the animal's nature, and regarding its monetary payment. As Rambam begins Halacha off regarding the obligated Shmira, the protection that to avoid this, not to incur liability. So if there's an ox that the owners tied it down with rope, and they locked the door in front of it appropriately, and they go to the damages, so it depends. If it's unexpected from the first few times, so the owner pays half the damages because this is a weak protection where everyone is forewarned regarding this. And therefore, the Torah obligates the owner half the damages so that he does actually what's called a Shmir Ma'ula, does a higher level protection to prevent his animal from damaging. But Vemhoyim Mu'ud, actually, if the animal was already had done this a few times, and Shmir Mu'ud, actually Pater, the owner is going to be exempt with this, what's called Shmir P'chusa, this is inferior Shmir. Kishnem, the Pasuk says in Shemais, V'lo Yishmer Danu, in regard to Shmir Mu'ud, it says the owner did not protect it, which sounds like that his liability is because he didn't protect it. But if he did some form of protection, which this is some level, it's a low level, but it's some type, actually Potter is going to be exempt because the Shamu said this was protected. So actually by Tam will be Chayim and by Mud will be Potter. So let's say a damage with something that the animal was always initially considered as a Mud. The mazik of a shein, it ate things which it normally eats, or broke with its feet as it's walking, which is a mazik of a regal. If you did a shmir b'chusa, paradoxically, that one would think that there's a greater liability. Yeah, but that's where we're saying that the tam, we penalize, we want you to make sure you do protection, but by shara mu'ud, where we're creating the liability of nezik shalom, if you did any form of shmir, you're going to be exempt. Halacha be'ez, ha'imud le'keren yamin. Let's say the ox had become a mu'ud only for its right horn. Vein mu'ud l'keren shmal did not become a mu'ud for its left horn because it had only gored those three times with the right horn. The yotza achas sheshmar kudah, and then it went out after he had appropriately protected it. The nagach and the gored bein mekeren yamin bein shmal, whether the right or the left horn, misham chatzei nezik, the owner is liable for half the damages. Why? Because even though it's a mu'ud for the right horn and a mu'ud, we said if you protect it as long as some form of appropriate protection, it's going to be exempt. But that is only an exemption for the added liability of only mu'ud, which is the second half of the tashlumin. But the first half, which was liable already as a tam, even if you do appropriate shmirah, you continue to be liable, even after you become a mu'ud, as the Gemara's terminology of that tzad tam has been becoming a medis. That element of liability of a tam still remains even after become a mu'ud. So there would be chayv chatzei nezik even in that horn, which is a mu'ud. Halacha gimel continues with exemptions of that Karen has regarding certain different liabilities that when a person damages, there is a liability. So, behemah shechavel ba'adam, the animal injures a person, whether intentionally or not, im tamhi, if it's on the first few times, mashal mechatzin ez begufa, as tam is, it pays half the damages from the value of the body of the sharmazik itself. V'mu'edasi, if it's a mu'ed, mashal mezik sham, pays the full damages, but upater, there's an exemption of the onu min hashcheves from the amount of work the person is going to lose because of his illness, from the embarrassment he got, from the pain, which is even if you're paying for the damages, which is nezik, for the hand, we evaluate how much a person would have given that it should have been done in a way that would have been painless, not in the way he was with this animal damaging it. So we calculate how much the pain is. From the deductibles, these things, the owner of the sharmazik is exempt for. These four liabilities, the Torah does not hold the liability only when a person injures his friend. But if an animal damages a person, it's like as if when his money damages, there's only liability of half the damages, like when it gores another ox. Therefore, let's say his ox embarrassed a person, so Pater, the owner is going to be exempt. For example, let's say he went and he made the owner, the victim, filthy. Didn't do any actual damages. He embarrassed him. Be exempt. But if he embarrasses himself, like we're going to explain in Hilchos Chayav LeMazik, Perek Aleph. Now, let's say someone's ox injures his father or his mother. So let's say it lights up someone else's silo on fire on Shabbos. So Chayav ben Nezak, and the owner is going to be liable for the damages that his ox did, whether to be his parents or to his friend's granary. Because ve'ilu ha'yehu ba'atmo, is that in contrast, if it would have been himself who would have done this, patim al-sham, he actually would have been exempt from paying because he'd be liable for death for either injuring his parents or for being mechal Shabbos. And a person that's not meis mishalom for one action doesn't get death penalty and tashlum. He would be exempt. Commissioner's Bullock would explain Hilchas Chabad Mazik Perek Dalet. But now that it was his animal, where he's not chayiv misa, he's going to be liable for the monetary payment. Halacha Dalet continues regarding if someone brings his oxen to someone else's courtyard without permission. So Machnas Shoyer Lechatzar Balabai Shalom B'Shus. If someone brings his oxen to the courtyard of a homeowner without permission, when the gochay shoyer shel balabais, and now the ox of the homeowner gores that person's ox, or let's say that homeowner's dog bites his ox, Potter, the owner of the property is exempt. He says, who gave you permission to come into my property? The nagach hu shoyer shel balabais, and let's say if this ox gores the homeowner's ox, so imhar yitam, if it's a tam, misham chatzar, he pays half the damages. If it was a mood, misham nesek shom, he pays the full damages, kedin hanegeich b'shus ram, like the law of the one that gores in the shus ram, which is coming to address that although shein regel is chayv in shus ram, the potter in, there's a difference between shus ram and shus hayachid, which the potter in shus ram, here, the mazik of Karen has the same liability, and also in contrast to the opinion that would hold that there would be greater liabilities in shus ram, here it's going to be the same thing as it gores in shus ram. Tam chatzinezik muud nezik chal. Halacha hey. Nafal abarsha b'chatzazu. Let's say this ox that comes in without permission falls into the pit in this guy's courtyard. The hivish has meimav and it ruins the water in that pit. So it depends. If hivish has meimav miyad b'shas nafil, if it ruined the water immediately when the ox fell into the water, let's say the animal is filthy with excrement, with waste matter. So chay b'nis kemayim. So the owner of the ox is going to be liable for the damages of the water, like his ox is creating damage like an ox that's a mazik. The mechaz man, but let's say it only caused at a later point in time, over time it caused the water to get ruined, then pot is going to be exempt. Why? Shari nasa hashur takola kabar, because essentially this shur, if it happened right away, it's like a shur hamazik. If it happened at a later point in time, essentially what it did is that the ox became a takola, became some type of a sneer, like what a bar is, and therefore v'hamay madem kakeon. So the shur essentially is functioning like a bar, and the water is like vessels, and we're limiting the bar shechibur sekelim. We didn't find that a pit should be liable on vessels, which, as we learn, in the mazik of bar is not liable for vessels. It's liable for certain things, but it's on shur and the chamor, but if vessels and water is in that category, it's not liable. So the shur here is functioning in the medium as a bar, because it didn't happen as the shur did, it just caused it over time, which is like what in the past away, like a bar, and therefore actually then he's going to be exempt on the damage of the water. Now, v'mehilas b'shus, let's say he brought his oxen with permission, so bal hashur pater, then the owner of the ox is going to be exempt, because the owner of the courtyard is responsible to protect his own pit, because he was allowed to come in. V'mekilu bal habayis lishman, let's say the homeowner actually accepted responsibility to protect, then he's actually liable for the damages of the ox that fell into his own pit. It's like, you let him come in and you took responsibility. Now that my ox got injured in your property, he's going to have to actually pay for the damages of that ox. Halacha vav. Let's say someone brought his ox into the courtyard of a homeowner without permission. The hizik is balabais, and it injured the homeowner. So let's say the homeowner got injured, so the animal functioned in a passive way, but the owner got damaged by bumping into the ox. So let's say the ox went and dug. He's there, he's getting, having fun, digging pits and caves in the homeowner's property. So the owner of the ox, since he came without permission, is liable for the damage of the courtyard. However, interestingly, the owner of the courtyard is going to be liable for the damages of the pit, meaning if he subsequently declares his property ownerless, even though it was done through that guy's shur, we explained in the previous halacha that a shur that makes a bur, the owner is not liable for those damages. And therefore, this owner of the chatzar, he's going to be liable for the damages of that pit, sharia lav lasasme, because it was his responsibility before he was mafka the property to close up that pit, because it's his pit. So when he's mafkrid, it's as if he's placing the stumbling block on shasaram, and therefore it's like as if he made it himself, and then he's going to be liable for the damages of that bar. Halacha zayin. Hizik bal habayis es hasher. Let's say the homeowner, he damages the ox. So im hizikish ledas, if he damaged it unintentionally, pot is exempt. Because the owner of the courtyard tells the owner of the ox, why are you coming out permission? I didn't know until I stumbled and by mistake injured your ox. Now, the mezika ladas, if he intentionally injured that guy's ox, what are you doing on property? He takes out a shotgun and harms it. Chayim nezik shalom is going to be liable for the full damages. He has permission to kick them out of his property. But to damage it, he has no permission, and there is going to be liable. Halacha Ches continues regarding the payment of the damages. So, Shamalan Nezakin, we evaluate for damages. Ketzer Hasso. Hanisha Shavuk Klisha Chavir. If someone breaks his friend's vessel, Beinu Ben Behemta, whether it's him or it's his animal, Inam Lamazik, we don't tell the damaging party, okay, Kach Ata HaKlei Hashav, but you take the broken vessel, V'shamalan Zetimei HaKeli, now you pay up the full value of the vessel. No. We evaluate how much was the depreciation of the vessel from its original value. And it gives all that differentiation, that depreciation in a mazik mood, if the damaging party is a sharam mood, you have to pay nezik shalom, or half of the depreciation, if it was a tam. How do we know this? Because it says in the pasuk, that the mace should be for him, who's for him, la nizik, to the victim, to the damaged party, he keeps the mace. And then that gap of what it was is what the mazik has to compensate. Now the Ram addresses if there's a change of value of that the shur that was gored, that was injured, how we evaluate that. So this was called pchas hanavela. If let's say the value of the ox went down in value from the moment of the death until the time of when they actually come to court, which takes a long time, that shall nizik. Meaning, the mazik pays half the damages, the full damages, according to the value of the nevela, as it was at the moment of when the injury happened, at the moment of death. So anything that went down till the court case, that's the loss of the damaged part. Ushvacha nevela, in the contrast of, let's say, the price of the nevela went up from the time of the death until when the court case happened and when they decide on the judgment. So that increase in value, chulka noisa nezik b'mazik, so the damaged party and the damaging party, they split that increase in value. As Ram illustrates, halacha tes ketzer hauso. So shor shuv masayim. Let's say you have an ox worth 200 zuz. Shenegachu v'mase, which was gored, and now that animal died. That's the victim. V'arei nevela shuv b'shas misameh. Now, at the time of death, the nevela, which still has value, which still has meat, and still has skin, and leather, and all these things, instead of being worth 200, it's worth 100 now. But b'shas amad b'din pachas, by the time of the court case came around, so this animal is decomposing, it went down the value. V'arei shuv ha-shmayim. Instead of being worth 100 zuz, it's now worth only 80 zuz. It went down 20 zuz. So there's a difference of 20. Ina mazik misham ela meya imayimud. So the damaging party only pays 100 if there was a mud. It pays only 50 from a guvi, meaning it does not consider that extra 20. That's the loss of the victim. Halacha yud. Now let's say hishbicha nevel, which we said that actually gets split. Let's say the nevel went up in value. Now instead of it was 100 at the time of the death. Now by the court, instead of going down 20, it actually went up 20 to 120. So hari mazik misham le tishim imayimud. So, although we said that he has to pay 100, because that's if it's a mood, you have to pay nezik shalom, but that 20, we said, is divided between the mazik and the nizik. So 10 is going to the mazik, so it means it takes away from that 100, 10 that he has to pay, and therefore he only has to pay 90. The ma'itam, you pay half of whatever the damaging was, which is 90. Shalom, abam v'chamish m'guli, you pay 45 from the body of the animal. This is what it says in the pasuk, v'gam es ha'meis yechatzun, that also the dead animal is split, which, that means, shevach ha'meis yechatzun, the increase in the value of the dead animal that gets split between the mazik and the nizik. Halacha yud alef, shor shuv masayim. If you have an ox worth 200 zuz, shenagach shor shuv masayim, which gored an animal worth 200 zuz. V'chisi b'chamishim, and it depreciated a value of 50 zuz. U'b'shas amad b'din hishbicha nizik. Now, at the time of the court case, the damaged animal, for some reason, went up in value. V'arei shuv ha'arba me'ez zuz. It actually was 200 zuz at the time of the injury. And then it went down 50, it was 150. Now, at the time of the court case, actually with 400 zuz. Now, if not for the fact that it was gored, which depreciated its value, actually worth 800 zuz. Now, so it comes out that the damage essentially is 400 zuz. Because now it's worth 400, it would have been worth 800. And the damaged party, if it's a tam, wants 200. And if it's a mood, wants 400. So, Bein Shepitmoy, whether because he fastened the animal, or Bein Shashavach Melebo, whether because it went up in value by itself, Ein Noisin Ele Kashas HaNezek. No, the Mazik only gives according to the value was at the time of the injury, and therefore, like we said, since it was 200, it went down to 150, Mood only has to pay 50, and Tam only has to pay 25. Now let's say Kochash Mach Masamaka. Let's say actually went down in value because of the injury. Now, if the injury was coming because of the work that was done to this animal, So then you would give according to the time of the damage, because that's not the liability, it's not the fault of the mazik. But let's say it actually went down, it got weakened because of the injury. So here it didn't kill the animal. It just depreciated its value because of the injury. And then it got weaker because of the injury. Bishas hamod bedin, at the time then the court case already came around. So although we said originally went down 50, now by the time the court case comes around, it's down 100. Instead of the 50 that was at the time of the damages. Now, what's important about this case is that this is not the same thing as pchas nevelo, which we said it goes down the carcass from the time of the death until the time of the court case, which then we said that is the depreciation of the nizik, because there, that comes because of the decomposing of the dead animal. And that's the nizik's fault. He should have sold it right away. But in our situation, the animal's still alive. The nizik thinks that sometimes the animal will get healed. And instead, no, it got weaker. And since it came from the wound, so therefore the mazik is going to be liable in this case. And therefore, nice like shasim adabidin, regarding this halacha, the mazik will have to give according to how much it is, the depreciation at the time of the court case, not 50, but rather 100. Halacha base continues now regarding if there's a change in value of actually the damaging shur, which that's relevant to that of the shur tam, which pays mikufay. Hishpich hamazik, b'shasim adabidin. Let's say the damaging ox goes up in value at the time of the court case. So imach b'shapitma, if it's because the owner of that ox goes and fattens up the animal, so then shavach, so and that's why it goes up in value. So ein mishalmen, you cannot collect from that fattening, even though now the ox is worth more. Elamasha yishav b'shoshesik, only from what it was worth at the time when it damaged, because that has nothing to do with the victim. That was something he invested afterwards. But v'machmas asma yishbech, but let's say the animal by itself went up in value from the time of the damage up until the court case. Then you can collect all of the half of the damages as it is by the court case. So sometimes the mazik can be very low value and damage a very expensive ox, and you could only collect according to how much there is migufay, and you would lose out. Here, the fact that it went up, you could still collect that migufay at the time of the court case, because again, that was from the ox itself, which is, that is what he has rights to collect, and that went up. And he has, in contrast, when the owner fattened it up, that's not part of the ox that was there at the time of the hezek. Halachat gimmick is regarding the effort put into retrieving this dead animal. Ala mazik l'trech b'nevela. It's on the damager to put in the effort in retrieving the dead animal. Achamam se yosal nezik until he brings it to the victim's owner, ketzah haso. Konganshinofel asher labar b'meis. Let's say the ox falls into someone's pit and the animal dies. So the owner of the pit has to take the dead animal out of the pit, but nice they're going to give it to the damaged party. And then we evaluate how much the decrease is of the dead animal. Shemek says in the pasuk, "Kesef yoshav levalav." It says the money he should give back to compensate to the owner. So it says, and the dead is to him, which is to the nizig. But however, you could also read it, "Kesef yoshav levalav v'hames," that also the mace should be yoshav levalav. Malam, this teaches Ruchayv L'Hashav Asam Vele. I said, well, he has a responsibility to give back the dead animal to the owner, and Vesabchasha Pachasa Menachai, and also the depreciation of that was depreciated from the living animal La Nizik to the victim. That's what it means. Kesef Yashal V'Valov. The Moyetam, and if it was a Tam, Chatzabchas, half the depreciation comes around, like we explained this in Halachachas.